cosmos, we can look a bit at the subterranean heavenly planets. And if we think about it less, again, geographically or spatially, where are those? But rather think about it more in terms of ways of people of being and living, civilization, you could say, then we can describe it as that which, I mean, is like built to be like a copy of the heavenly planets. And if we look at those, I'm thinking Bhagavatam, we look at those descriptions of those subterranean heavenly planets, the Bila Svarga. They're interesting because, in a way, and I've been thinking about this for years, a little bit more like a coincidence, but maybe more than that, that today we build indoor centers, as we call it, shopping centers and malls. Well, it's said that they have this subterranean, you know, where with its own atmosphere, and the light comes from the jewels on the hood of snakes. Well, what if those are actually lamps? Because we find that also in Egyptian wall art. Snake-like forms that appear as if they could have been lamps. I mean, we can look a little bit more into this.